This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose joined international climate talks in Scotland this morning, and the Boulder Democrat promised the House would pass the Build Back Better Act, which includes more than $500 billion to reduce emissions.
It is not a matter of if, but when we pass the Build Back Better Act. And as we fly back to the United States later this week, it will be with the intent to finish the job next week.
Congress passed the smaller bipartisan infrastructure package last week. Some progressives wanted to keep those bills tied together, but Goose helped seal an agreement to break the stalemate. Colorado's largest coronavirus surge is showing no signs of easing up. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose to almost 1,400 Monday. That's up nearly 100 since Friday, and yet another high for this surge. Pueblo County's vaccination rate is about 60%. Both its hospitals report limited hospital and ICU capacity to respond to other health emergencies. Dr. Chris Urbina is the medical director for Pueblo's public health department.
We, as a community, became a little lax in terms of our physical distancing, maybe our hand washing and respiratory etiquette, as well as wearing masks.
38% of Colorado hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week, and 32% anticipate an ICU bed shortage. The real estate group Zillow says it plans to lay off 20 workers from its suburban Denver office beginning in January. The job cuts are part of the company's decision to shutter its online house flipping service called Zillow Offers. This is CPR News.